This is Erik Jansson. He started a religious movement and eventually immigrated to America with his congregation. In here, the year is 1844, a time when it was forbidden to have prayer meetings at home. Erik Jansson ended up in this jail several times, since he did not abide by these rules. One day, when he was on his way here, the convoy of prisoners was overpowered by some members of his congregation. They cut the reins of the horses and bound the guards. Erik managed to escape to the woods and eventually he fled to America. Once there, he wrote home to Sweden and encouraged his congregation to follow him to America. Almost 1,000 people left their homes and crossed the Atlantic. Together they established the colony, Bishop Hill, Illinois, and built a church, dwellings, a hotel, a blacksmith's forge, and a mill. Bishop Hill was a refuge for anyone who shared Erik Jansson's beliefs. Did you know that this group was the first large group of Swedes to immigrate to America because of their beliefs? People flee to Sweden these days for political or religious reasons or because of war and misery. Many Swedes have forgotten that they were actually in the same situation not so long ago. This is our history now, but in other countries it is still a reality.
Welcome to the other exhibition in the penitentiary.